Well, welcome back to our worship sessions, our podcast where we like to introduce original songs here at Keystone, introduce new songs that we're singing at Keystone, where we like to lead each other in worship and engage you, followers of Jesus, in an expression of worship that will spur you to faithful action. Welcome back. Let me set the stage real quick. If you go around the circle, I'm here. My name's Luke. We got Jesse to my right. Kirsten is here. We have Jaden here, one of our worship residents. And as always, we need the reminder that we're not here just to have a special cool time with music, you know, and worshiping Jesus. We're here to invite people in. And so we have an empty chair for you, listener. And that's because we want to you to see yourself as a part of this. And we want you to hear us in saying, come and join us as we worship, as we set our hearts and our minds on the things of God. So we're excited. Today we are introducing another Keystone original song. It's called Found in Christ. And enough said. We're excited about it and we're going to jump right in. So before we do that, I would love to pray, and then we will sing a chorus. So let's pray together. Father, thank you for this church. Thank you for the people in this circle with me, Lord, that you've brought us all to the same realization that we need you, Jesus. And you've given us the time in our day today to be reminded of that, to remind ourselves that we need you, that our identity is found in you. So Lord, would you do the same for those who are listening? Would you bring them to a place of rest and respite in hearing your word and hearing your truth? In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. I am found in Christ. Hallelujah. By His grace I'm made alive.
So as Luke said, this song is called Found in Christ. The title of this song comes from the idea found in Philippians 3:7-11, where it says, "But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of His resurrection and participation in His suffering, become like Him in His death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead." Again, I want to read this line. "I consider them garbage." This is all things, garbage, refuse, trash, "that I may gain Christ and to be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but through faith in Christ." And so I know for me, this is a tension that I've felt my entire life, is that I want to produce. I want to do things so that God can find favor with me and joy in me. Yeah. And I so often want to strive, just like, oh, if I can just do this a little bit better, God will love me more. And I know that that's not true, but there's still this just internal striving that I try to long for that I can't do it. I can't get there. And that's actually the good news of the gospel, is that our hope is not found in ourselves, in our actions, in our obedience, but it's found in His perfection.
Yeah, amen.
As it says in Ephesians 2, it says, "We are made alive in Christ by His grace." And so our righteousness does not come from ourselves. It comes from Christ. And so we don't have to strive. We can rest in our identity as a son, as a daughter, as a co-heir with Christ, receiving Christ's righteousness in our place, which is unreal. That reality is unreal. And every time I think about it, it just moves me to worship, because our hope is in Christ. And one of the things I like most about this song is that it points to a few different areas and times in our life that we can look to. We can look to, in the first verse, is talking about how we were broken, in need of grace, and God came to save us. And in the second verse, it's talking about the here and now, like that we have hope for today. And then in the final verse, it's talking about this hope in eternity, to turn our gaze to Him. So in verse 1, it says this: I once lived in darkness, hopeless within. Rebellious, I wandered, broken in sin. Then you came to rescue, knowing the cost. You purchased my pardon, death on a cross. So the truth is, we were once dead in our sin, but God made a way through Christ. And then verse 2, it's talking about the today. It says, in joy and in struggle, trial and praise, my hope for tomorrow is my strength for today. Forever I'll trust you, my life in your hands. I'll sing of your goodness now till the end. And the truth of this is, we face hard things throughout our lives, and we have great things that happen, great joys and great sorrows. And God is with us through it all, through the joy and the struggle, through the trial and the praise. He is with us. And we can hold to this reality that our identity is not found in ourselves, that our joy sometimes isn't even found in our situation. Our joy is found in Christ and in Christ alone. And then finally, this idea of looking towards eternity. And I think for me, this is a huge part of my walk, is I can so often just feel like I'm looking down and just like kind of trying to make it through life. Yeah. And it's when I look up and I can see God's creation, His beauty, that I truly can worship and kind of let go of those daily fears, the daily tasks, and look to Him. And when I think about eternity, that does the same thing for me.
Yeah.
This idea of, I know how the story ends. I know that I will be with Christ one day in victory, worshiping Him. And so it's like, why do I worry about tomorrow? Why do I worry about today when I know the end? And so this verse says, that day when I see you, it's my favorite part, faith is now sight. All pain and sorrow removed and made right. I'll worship my Savior, praising you, Lord, for you are victorious forevermore. This reality that one day, all the pain, all the sorrow, all the bad stuff that's happened in our life, in this world, the things that are right for us to lament over, will be made right. And we will be in the presence of our Lord and Savior, worshiping Him forever.
Amen.
And this is just a crazy reality, an awesome truth that we can cling to because our identity is in Christ and in Christ alone. One day, when God looks on us, He sees Christ's perfection, Christ's righteousness for us. And so that's why I wrote this song. And the chorus says, hallelujah, I am found in Christ. Hallelujah, by His grace, I'm made alive. This idea that we will sing this truth for eternity, I'm sure in different ways. But we now get a chance to sing it here and remember what God has done in us. So I want to invite you to sing it with us, no matter where you're at, if you're in your car, if you're at home, and enjoy it.
I once lived in darkness, hopeless within. Rebellious I wandered, and broken in sin. Then you came to rescue, knowing the cost. You purchased my pardon, death on the cross. Hallelujah, I am found in Christ. By His grace I'm made alive. In joy and in struggle, trial and praise, my hope for tomorrow is strength for today. Forever I'll trust You, my life in Your hands. And I'll sing of Your goodness now till the end. Hallelujah, I am found in Christ. I'm made alive. Hallelujah, I am found in Christ. Hallelujah, by His grace I'm made alive. That day when I see You, and faith is now sight, all pain and sorrow removed and made right. I'll worship my Savior, praising You, Lord, for You are victorious.
Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord, that we are safe because of Your grace. Thank You, Lord, that our identity in Christ is not based on our merit or anything we can do, but it's just because of Jesus. Lord, help us today to be reminded of where we've been, where You've taken us, and where You are taking us to all of eternity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, it was great worshiping with you. We'll see you next time.